This is Passport to Texas. Hunting is not only a tradition in Texas, it's also a commitment to wildlife conservation.
We started to see declines in certain game species, population, or habitat, and they realized that if we want to enjoy pursuing game, it doesn't even have to be out there harvest, just we want to see that perpetuated so our kids and future generations can enjoy that. They realized that we need to protect it.
Alan Kane, Texas Whitetail Deer Program Leader, says in the early 20th century, hunters chose to conserve wildlife through taxation.
In 1937, you had the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Act, called the Pittman-Robertson Act. Basically, it's a user-pay system where the hunters said, okay, we're going to tax ourselves to help pay for wildlife conservation. And that's been a huge success, in my opinion. That's why North America has the best wildlife management conservation model in the world, because hunters pay for that.
Hunters pay with the licenses they buy and the excise tax levied on firearms, ammunition, and other equipment, which goes directly to fund conservation.
And then the second part of that is that hunters not only play a role with funding conservation that benefits everybody, but they also play a role in helping manage deer populations out there.
The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and funds whitetail research in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.